So today, one day only, local restaurants and bars that support LGBTQ plus community are donating a portion of their proceeds to Vivint Health to help Milwaukeeans living with HIV get the quality health care, the healthy food, and the social services they need to live their healthiest life. Margaret Lidstone from Vivint Health joins us. So, Margaret, I've been a part of a lot of dining week community events, you know, downtown dining week. All communities seem to have them. Do these events, do they move the needle for you and the restaurants to kind of rally around a cause?
Yeah, absolutely they do. First, Milwaukee is such a wonderful philanthropic community. It's one of the reasons why I love to live here. So there's space and time for every cause. But, you know, I think what's really important is that the people we serve are some of the most marginalized in our communities. And so those restaurants and those bars stepping forward to host this evening for us is a hugely important signal in terms of bringing those people into the fold and understanding that the community knows they are here and that they have needs.
All right. Yeah. Well, when we come back, I want to get the full list of who's involved, how to get involved, and hey, can I eat solo at these restaurants?
Yeah, no, bring all your friends. Bring all your friends.
All right. This is the future of almost everything. Steve Glenn, Andy Nelson. I'm Jeff Sherman. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Upswing. Let's give away a gift card to the Mineshaft restaurants in either beautiful downtown Hartford or just off of Highway 41 near the EAA in Oshkosh. Both locations are full of creativity and dining rooms to explore. That's why it's called the Mineshaft. Super affordable, ton of fun, really family friendly. Our kids love it. Your kids are going to love it. Your grandkids will love the world-class game room because it's quiet. It's convenient. The kids can go to the game room. You can sit in the dining area or sit at the bar. Kids 5 and under eat for free Monday through Thursday.
Ooh, wow.
From the kids menu, Steve. And every Thursday, when you buy one pizza, you get a second pizza. Say it with me, Steve and Andy.
For free.
Indeed. Caller number 6 at 855-616-1620 gets a gift card to the historic Mineshaft. So Vivint Health, the second annual Dining Out for Life Milwaukee event is today for lunch and this evening for dinner. All around, we have more than a dozen, 17, 18 locations, Margaret?
Exactly.
All right. So tell us about the spaces, how we can get involved, and what the restaurant owners and chefs are passionate about with this event.
So the restaurants you can go to include Amalinda, our dear friend, Chef Greg there. They got the Pasta Tree. Bavette is open for lunch today. Flower Girl and Flame. Have dinner. Go out for a drink at La Cage or Fluid or a few other locations.
Very good. And each restaurant sets a percentage of its proceeds to be donated to Vivint Health, or how do you set that?
That's exactly how it works. So each restaurant will donate to us, and diners will have the opportunity to make a donation on site.
Okay, very good. So what's your biggest need as an organization, kind of beyond the monetary aspect of events like this?
So it's what I talked about earlier. It's that awareness raising. We have people in our community who are incredibly marginalized, who do not have access to the care that they need, and that is the care that Vivint provides. And so with awareness, we hope that more people walk through our doors.
All right. And when you look at kind of the big picture in terms of HIV and kind of the march towards a cure, what are some of the most promising developments out there and some of the ongoing research that we may not be aware of?
So there is research, there are preclinical trials on a cure, on a vaccine. HIV is a formidable virus, and they are a ways out. The great news is that with treatment, not only can individuals live long, healthy lives, that has a public health impact in that they can't transmit the virus. So we have a lot of tools right now to make a measurable impact across the country and the globe.
Yeah. And the food and pantry program as part of Vivint Health. How has that been in kind of the last several months with just kind of, you know, economic times coming? Is the food still coming in from all sources?
So we've got a lot of food coming in. We have more food going out because times are hard. And so more and more people need our support with food. We're 1,500 shopping bags ahead right now of where we were this time last year. So we need support to bring more food in.
One thing that people don't think about with HIV is now that there is these medications and people are living longer lives. How old is your...
Our oldest living patient in the Milwaukee area, we just celebrated the 83rd birthday.
83rd.
Wow. Yeah.
So they're living longer lives, and they need these services. They need these wraparound services to kind of serve the whole person. So
we
that's
all
the
need
magic.
Different types of help throughout our lives. So do people who are living with HIV.
Yeah. Very good. And if people want to get involved tonight, where can they go to get the full list of the restaurants?
Go to vivenhealth.org. And you will find the restaurants there. And just show up.
Get out, Milwaukee.
Show up, eat.
Dine out and HIV.
Spend money for a good cause and help our community
grow. And you can do it solo.
That's what we do on the upswing. Right. And that's what we should all do in our lives. Very good. The future of almost everything. Andy Nelson, Milwaukee Andy. Good. I appreciate you taking time.
Thanks, Andy.
Of course.
Happy to
stop by.
Steve, have a wonderful day.
You
Margaret,
too.
Good luck with the event tonight.
You.